From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Efforts to fund much-needed repairs to Amtrak's Southwest Chief Line got an extra boost Monday as the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded $15.2 million to the project. Combined with matching funds, the grant, known as a Tiger Grant, totals $24.5 million.
This was really a huge win.
That's Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace, who also heads the state's Southwest Chief Commission.
And shows that if you put aside your differences, if you forget about party, if you forget about state lines, if you all work together, you can accomplish great things.
The long-distance rail line travels through Kansas, southern Colorado, and New Mexico, with stops in Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad, as well as Raton in northern New Mexico. The tracks are in need of significant upgrades and repairs in order to maintain passenger rail speeds, and Amtrak had said they would need to look at rerouting the line in the absence of a viable plan. Monday's announcement is the second Tiger Grant in 2 years awarded for the work, for a total of more than $46 million. Pace says the two combined are significant.
We will have accomplished half of the immediate repairs, and BNSF has agreed to cover the annual maintenance of it.
Federal officials said earlier this year that the number of applicants vying for a portion of the $500 million available for Tiger 7 transportation projects was overwhelming. The U.S. Department of Transportation received 625 applications, with requests totaling $9.8 billion. La Junta was the lead applicant for this year's Southwest Chief Grant, led by City Manager Rick Klein. Klein says he's ecstatic.
To La Junta, this means that we know that we'll still remain connected to the rest of the nation through mass transit.
The grant application included matching funds from individual entities, as well as $1 million each from Colorado, New Mexico, and Kansas. It's the first time the states of Colorado and New Mexico have contributed to the project. The Colorado Department of Transportation Commission voted unanimously in May to approve the funds. The grant application also included a $4 million commitment from Amtrak and $2 million from BNSF. It was also just announced last week that last year's grant, Tiger 6, would use steel manufactured in Pueblo by Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel. Between that and this week's Tiger 7 grant announcement, Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says the company is on cloud nine, but added that there's still work to be done, including on Raton Pass.
The most intense part of this work being done now here in 2015 is for the section of track that was wearing out the fastest. This next grant will take care of more track heading across Colorado into New Mexico, and then we'll do the rest of that work. Hopefully, we'll keep competing successfully for these grants and keep getting the work done past 2016.
Maglieri says it's unlikely for two Tiger grants to be successful and a third to fail. He says he expects a city in New Mexico to take the lead on a third application, but that it's too early to tell. La Junta City Manager Rick Klein estimates that a third grant would need to be in the realm of $30 million. Original assessments for retaining the Southwest Chief on its current line put the total cost of repairs and maintenance at around $200 million. Last week, Ray Lang, Senior Director of State Government Affairs with Amtrak, said the grants changed the equation because as part of the successful applications, BNSF committed to maintaining the infrastructure.
So essentially, they've absorbed $100 million in maintenance obligations for that infrastructure for the next decade and beyond. So we really cut that number in half and actually less than that now. I mean, we've been able to, you know, sharpen our pencils and get the cost of the one-time infrastructure cost down. So I think we can do this in Kansas and Colorado in three Tiger grants.
New Mexico, Lang said, is a little bit different, though he did acknowledge the state made what he calls a strong commitment this year. He said he's optimistic.
We have three state transportation departments that have made capital matching funds available. Amtrak has made capital matching funds available, and BNSF has. So we have five entities that are committed to this train, and I think we'll find a way through this.
Sal Pace, head of the state's Southwest Chief Commission, says after the second Tiger Grant award, they can now start putting more focus on bringing the Southwest Chief to Pueblo and ultimately passenger rail to the Front Range, connecting Pueblo to Colorado Springs and Denver. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.